This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are covering so many different things around Douglas County, things that are going on, talking to candidates, talking to events, local leaders. And today we're going to focus on Wildlife Safari. Lead educator Jane Marino, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us again. It's good to see you.
And somebody brand new, Peyton Dixon, I understand you're like a new intern.
Yep, it's really good to be here.
How long have you been an intern?
Just 1 week.
So 1 week and you're already letting her on the radio.
Yep. You know, we like to throw her in the ringer, see how she does. So no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. We won't talk about how many thousands of people are listening right now all around the Umpqua Valley and online all over the place. Not to make you nervous or anything like that. So, Jane, maybe explain what you do, first of all, as the lead educator.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been at Wildlife Safari for just under 3 years now, and I am super fortunate. I get to work with animals and people, so I kind of do a little bit of everything. I am in charge of our interns, so I'm getting to work with Peyton here and train her up. We take care of about 40 different ambassador animals in our department, everything from reptiles to invertebrates to birds to mammals. We've got it all. We have a badger. He's super cool. We've brought a critter for you today. We'll bring out in a little bit. So we get to take care of them. We also get to teach people how to take care of them and teach people why these animals are so important. So right now we're actually running our summer camps, and we have our junior zookeeper program in full swing. So we've got kids ages anywhere from 3 to 17 with us right now at the park and kind of showing them the ropes of what it's like to be a zookeeper.
So how did you get into this whole arena of work?
Yeah, so I always knew since I was a little kid that I wanted to work with animals and kind of wasn't sure what that was going to look like. So I did a lot of internships like Peyton here. I traveled the world when I was younger, which was fantastic. And I got to work with different species in Australia and Ecuador and Thailand, all over the place, and realized I really love the mix of working with both people and animals. So I kind of just fell into zoo education. I've been working in this field for about 12 years now, and it's my passion.
So were you from around this area originally?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Ohio. So I went to school at Ohio State University, and I studied zoology there.
They have like a football team or something.
You know, it's okay. So you might have heard of it. It's kind of a small school, so...
I'm not sure what their record is against the Oregon Ducks. I'd have to look.
I can't speak to that, but I'm sure some of our listeners have opinions on that there. But yeah, so I went to school over there and studied zoology. And the day after I graduated, I moved out to California, where I was working for a volunteer travel organization and started volunteering at some zoos out there. And I moved up here about 3 years ago.
And how'd you find out about Wildlife Safari?
Yeah, so a lot of people in the zoo world know each other. It's kind of a small field. So I had talked to a friend who had interned at Wildlife Safari in the past and saw that they had a job opening. And I flew up for an interview and fell in love with the place, fell in love with Oregon. And yeah, it's a beautiful place.
So Peyton, talk about your background. How did you get into being an intern?
Well, similar to Jane, I have always loved animals, and I can't remember wanting to be anything else besides a zookeeper. So I just went to college for zoology as well. I'm in my freshman year, and I went through 4-H, and I've always been working with animals. And this is my first internship, and it's like a dream come true because I'm getting to do everything I've ever wanted to. And my coworkers are all amazing, and I've been learning so much.
Where'd you go to college at?
Central Oregon Community College.
So were you from that area?
Yeah, I'm from Bend, Oregon.
And when's the first time you ever came to Wildlife Safari?
It's always been my favorite zoo. I've always came here as a kid. It's probably been a summer tradition, so it's been a long time.
So talk about what you're going to be doing as an intern.
I'll be working with the 40 ambassador animals, doing general husbandry, taking care of them, and then educating the people through like dome shows and telling them the importance of the conservation and how to take care of them.
So a lot going on right now in the summer. You mentioned the camps, and those are going all summer long, right?
Yeah, they are. I will talk about them a little bit. They are full right now for the summer, but we also offer classes in the fall, which are going to be up on our website very soon. So you can check out wildlifesafari.net/camps for all of the children's programs that are going on, and also our overnight camps that are happening. So we do actually have openings for our overnight camps. Those are super fun. You actually get to spend the night at Wildlife Safari, get to wake up to the lions roaring. We have really cool encounters for you. We'll do s'mores around the campfire. So if you and your family think that camping at safari sounds like a fun time, you can definitely check that out at wildlifesafari.net/camps.
Have you ever done one of those yourself?
I've never participated, but I've worked a lot of them. And luckily for us, we kind of get to participate while we're working them. So it's really fun for us too. We sleep over with you. We're there the whole time. So they're really awesome. I wish I had something like that when I was growing up.
I just, you know, I've heard about these for a long time, and I have the visions of somebody like me waking up in the middle of the night going, where am I? What happened here?
It happens. Even me, you know, I work here and we do this all the time, and sometimes I wake up to a noise at 3 o'clock in the morning and kind of have to tell myself, oh, that's just an emu. There's not a drummer outside my tent. It's okay. It's really fun, though. You'll hear tons of sounds. You get to see safari at night when the animals are kind of out in a different way, so all of our nocturnal animals come out, and it's a really, really cool experience.
Now, you've got some upcoming events I wanted to touch on as well. Maybe start off with the Sippin' Safari, which
yes.
sounds like a Beach Boys song.
It does. I'm really excited about this particular event. Living here for the last 3 years, I've become kind of a wineaholic, if you want to call it that.
I think actually the connoisseur is the
yeah, that's the more professional term, right? So we've got really great wineries in the area and vineyards, and so we're going to highlight them. They're going to be at Safari. We'll have about seven different vendors. We'll have food trucks. We've got entertainment. We have animals. We're going to have animal presentations and encounters going on the entire night. So it's going to be a really fun event. It's called Sippin' Safari, and you'll get to walk around our village area, meet some animals, try a bunch of the local wines, try some local foods. All of these proceeds are also going toward our new children's zoo renovation, which is our next big project. So the money's going to a great cause, and you get to bring out your friends and family and have a good time this summer.
You guys are always upgrading things there. I mean, it's never static in all the years I've been here.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Wildlife Safari. In the under 3 years that I've been here, so many things have changed for the better. We're constantly, you know, trying to improve enclosures and make sure the animals have the best care that they can possibly have and make it exciting for people to come out. You know, we want you to come year after year and see different things going on. So,
and Sippin' Safari is going to be when?
That's going to be July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be $75, and you can get your tickets at wildlifesafari.net/events.
And there's something I heard about, and I'm not sure I know anything about it at this point, a party at Bear Island.
Yes, so every year, this is a really cool event. We have something called Party at Bear Island. So if you've ever been through our drive-through, there is a bear loop. Normally, you're not allowed out of your vehicle in the bear loop, but this is going to be a unique situation where you actually get to come out of your vehicle and walk around Bear Island, and you're going to get to see our bears kind of do what they would do in the wild. So we set up some mock campsites. So we're going to have tents. We're going to have coolers full of food. We'll have some trash cans, some different enrichment items for the bears, and you'll get to see them kind of fumble through a campsite like they might do in the wild, see how strong they are, watch them use their sense of smell and their claws to kind of rip things open. So it's kind of a fun event. We have a couple different opportunities for you. You can purchase feed cups and help us feed them. So it's a really interactive, unique experience that we only do once a year. And that one is going to be on July 9th. And you can also purchase tickets for that at wildlifesafari.net/events.
So that's Saturday next week.
Exactly. Yeah, it's coming up here pretty soon. So we do still have tickets available. I would highly recommend it. It's, like I said, it's a really unique thing. And this is kind of your only chance each year to do it.
Peyton, what's one thing you've learned since you started working there versus just being a visitor?
I've learned that the animals are a lot happier when they're provided daily enrichment. So every day we're changing their environment, giving them different opportunities, and it makes it more fun for people too when they're going through the park. Not every day is the same. You're learning something new every day.
All right, back with more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. Jay Moreno, Peyton Dixon with us, and a guest animal to be announced when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue later, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's program, Republican candidate for Governor Christine Drazen will be with us. On Inside Douglas County today, we're talking about wildlife safari. Jay Moreno, lead educator and new intern, Peyton Dixon, at a facility that they allow you to be on the radio when you've only worked there for 5 days. Where do you get? Where else can you get that happening to you?
No idea.
Right.
So we've been talking about some of the events. Talk about these overnight things a bit more. That's been a newer thing in recent years, and it seems like people really like those.
Yeah, these are super popular. We've been doing them for a while now. We just added a couple more dates this year because we've just had so much interest. So this is a private overnight. We have private and public, so you can contact us if you've got a big party and you're looking to do kind of something fun for the family, or you can join one of our public overnight dates. We still have availability for July 30th, August 20th, and August 27th. And basically, you are going to come to the park around dinner time, have your dinner, set up your tent on our lawn. You get to camp behind the scenes on our special events lawn. And then we've got a full night of fun planned for you. So we are going to do a scavenger hunt through the village. We're going to do trivia, Jeopardy. We've got s'mores by the campfire. And then the next morning, we've got breakfast for you. And we have a super fun animal encounter planned as well. So you kind of have fun for the whole family. My favorite part of these is really just the sounds and the things that you don't get during the day. So as the sun's setting, you're going to see animals that are normally nocturnal and sleeping all day come out and be more active. And you're going to hear things that you don't normally hear as well. So as kind of the sun goes down, our lions start to roar. They're going to be caroling for dinner. And that's kind of the first thing you're going to hear in the morning when you wake up as well. You're going to hear those lions. You'll hear our emus. A lot of people have never heard an emu, so it's kind of fun to get to identify all the fun sounds. You'll hear our lemurs for sure making some noise. Our kookaburra is going to be calling. So we have all kinds of sounds. You can kind of just lay in your campsite and listen to safaris. That is my favorite part of these.
You know, I've been fascinated with this whole aspect of, from the perspective of an animal, what it's like during the day. And you see all this activity and vehicles and people looking at you and all that. And around, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, it all changes and all those people go away. And there are people there to feed you and all that. But from the perspective of the animal, this is really kind of intriguing.
It is. And honestly, it's kind of a form of enrichment or something new for them, too. So they're curious. They come up. They want to see what's going on, who's walking around, what's changing. They're not used to that. They're usually on a pretty strict schedule. So it's really cool. At our last overnight, we went and took a visit to the cougar enclosure to see our newest cougar, Rogue. And he came right up to the fence and was just checking all of us out. So he's usually sleeping and napping during the day, and he was really active, really curious about what was going on. It was a pretty cool sight to see.
So how do people get connected with those?
Yeah, you guys can go to wildlifesafari.net/camps, and you'll see a tab for our public overnights. And you can click that and just submit your registration or give us a call. And we'd be happy to get you booked on that. We do still have spaces, like I said, for July 30th, August 20th, and August 27th. You'll get to come spend the night at Safari.
So you brought an animal. What did you bring with you today?
We did. I'll have Peyton go ahead and get him out. His name is Irwin. And Irwin is a blue-tongued skink, which is a type of lizard from Australia. So she's grabbing him now.
How old?
He is turning 16 in August. So he is getting up there, but still doing great. Yeah, he's a pretty cool. So he's just sitting on Peyton's arm there. He's actually longer than the length of her forearm. His tail's kind of hanging off. And if you take a look at his tongue, I know you listeners can't see, but he's got a bright blue tongue, which is what makes him unique and what he gets his name from. So that tongue is actually really special and helps him kind of survive in the wild.
That is a, I don't know if the wider, thicker than I think I'm normally used to for that kind of animal.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a chunk. So we have two blue tongue skinks here. Irwin is a good eater, we'll put it that way.
Wow. And we'll get pictures as soon as we're done and put them up with the interview and on our Facebook page as well, because at this point, I'm probably about as close to him as I want to get without a camera in my hand. So you said Australia.
Yeah, he's native to Australia.
What's the longevity of life normally?
Mm-hmm. So they can live anywhere from about 20 to 25 years in human care. So like I said, he's turning 16. And he is still super spry and active. He's actually got a pretty big personality.
I'm just trying to hone in here from this side.
Taking a picture from 100 yards away where Kyle is comfortable.
We'll get a closer up picture here when we're off the air. But I just kind of wanted to get the perspective of the size of the animal versus you guys.
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy. He is actually the largest species of skink in the entire world. We do have some skinks here in Oregon that are native. They're called blue-tailed skinks. So if you ever look down and you see a flash of blue on the ground, that is going to be Irwin's cousin. But Irwin would not survive in Oregon very well. He likes it nice and hot.
And you said nocturnal, right?
He is not. He is out during the day.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So he is diurnal.
And you've got diurnal, which means?
Diurnal, which is the opposite of nocturnal. He's going to be awake during the day just like us and sleeps at night.
It's amazing what you can listen to and learn on Inside Douglas County. Didn't know that. I had never heard that term before. So you've got a lot of different animals out there. Now, he's an ambassador one, right?
Yes. So he normally lives behind the scenes.
So you wouldn't see him out there, but you would take him out to schools and different things like that.
Exactly. Or if you booked one of our overnights, you might see Irwin or another one of our 30 plus ambassadors that normally live behind the scenes and we kind of bring out for special events.
And obviously now, sort of coming through this phase of the whole COVID pandemic, you're able to do a lot more things taking these animals out.
We are, and it's really interesting. A lot of people weren't sure how the animals would react not going out for so long, and I think they really enjoy coming out. They kind of let us know whether or not they want to participate in these things by physical cues that they give us. But our animals, especially our parrots, have really missed being around kids. So it's been great being able to take them out again and get them that interaction that they've kind of been missing over the last couple of years.
And what's his name again?
His name is Irwin.
Irwin.
Yep.
Irwin, and it is the...
He is a blue-tongued skink.
Skink. There you go. We'll get that all typed, written correctly and all of that. Well, pretty cool. And do you have more skinks?
We do. We have two. So he lives with his brother, Robert. We've got Robert and Irwin, had to represent Australia a little bit there. But they don't live in the same enclosure because they would not get along very well.
All right. Irwin the skink and Jane Marino, Peyton Dixon, wrapping up Inside Douglas County. We'll get pictures here in a few minutes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.